One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tell your mom to mind her business, business, business. Yeah. STI.
Remix.
How to change your heart. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Me right here. I went for so many. It's too much. Woo. And then I narrowed it down. Look. I ain't never been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt. Yeah, STI, how to change your heart.
TV land, how you doing? Welcome to yet another installment. Well, I do it like it's TV. Welcome to another installment of The Emotion Picture. Yeah, I am your co-host, Victorious, and to my right or left, I'm not really sure where you are, we have, who do we have? Where are you from? Who's this?
I'm in Florida tonight.
The mean streets of Clearwater.
Yes.
And for those who know it's their first time, your name is?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm all into Aries. I'm already in the chat room.
You're in the chat room?
Jet setting jazz, getting focused.
Jet setting jazz, man. Right. Get focused because I think it's only. I don't know if Shah's here today.
I don't know.
No, what else is new? What's going on in the chat room?
Well, Aries is braiding hair, and I guess her kids are getting ready for the school year. And I know exactly what she's going through right now. I was there 2 weeks ago. So
okay.
Back to school up north. Is starting, and she says that this is a great topic, and Penn State Doc is chiming in, and I'm really hoping to hear from her tonight, because I think she has a bit to add on this topic, so we'll see.
Yeah, and if you want to be heard from, you can definitely dial up 1-323-657-1479, and just dial number 1, and you'll be live. So, today's topic is something that I think maybe most of us deal with, you know, nowadays or have dealt with. And it's the whole thing about, you know, you have a religion or a culture, or you may even be atheist, you know, you're dealing with someone that sees the whole God thing differently than you do. And, you know, of course, when you're just casually dating or having sex, whatever it may have you, it may not really matter too much to you. But when you get more serious with the relationship, you're thinking about the future with the person, thinking about how you're going to raise the children, a lot of times that becomes pretty much like a wall between people. You know, we're grown up to believe that our way is right, whatever it is, whether you're Catholic or Muslim or Jewish, you know, you think your way is right, and you definitely don't want to be with someone that's wrong. And of course, with religion, you know, wrong means you're going to hell, you know.
If you're an atheist,
if your religion believes in hell, like I think if you're a Satanist, where do they go when they die? Satanists.
I don't know.
Do they go to heaven? What's like a real good Satanist? I don't know. Anyway, so you know most religions, you know you're going to hell or purgatory or something like that, and you don't want your spouse to go there, and so. You may have sometimes one person may try to convince the other person to go the other way. And speaking of the other way, we have Shari there.
Yo.
Okay, you made it.
Yo.
Hello.
Hey.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, Shia, we're talking about dating people of different religions. Or same religion.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you, how important is that to you?
I mean, my girl is an Orthodontist Protestant, and I like Catholic school girls.
Wait, she's an orthodontist?
Okay. No, I made that up. Y'all need sense of humor out there, man. Now, I don't know, man. Religion is kind of weird. People go hard with religion sometimes. They be real extra. I'm a spiritual person, so I'm not really into like division and locking into one belief. But I respect anybody that's with it as long as, you know, gives you guidelines to not just kill people for no reason. That's all good. But as far as dating is concerned, I'm a little afraid of anybody that's too religious, to be honest.
What
do you call too religious?
Yeah.
Like real over-religified. Like anything they do, you know, God is, they mention God all the time. They use God when it's convenient. They go real hard with Christianity. It's just extra, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you go to church?
Yeah, I go to church.
Okay, so you would consider yourself a Christian?
Nah.
Okay. Well, why do you go to church?
It's cool. Church gives you, like, some good lessons. You know, there's things that the church I go to once in a while, you know, dude is conversational. He refers to the Bible, of course, but at the end of the day, it's some good spiritual food. I like that.
So what if the woman wasn't religious at all? Let's say she didn't believe in God or something like that. Would you mind?
Here's what the issue that I have with that. I grew up in a Christian home, right? So all the values, all the teachings, all the stuff I learned, it kind of helped me out. It gave me a good foundation. Granted, as I got older, I made my own decisions. I'm not like, you know, I'm not extra in any religion. Like, I've studied a few of them, but I just believe that they're meant to divide, and there's just not much that I want to follow anyone too hard. But I do think growing up helped me out because as a kid, it gave me some values. It gave me some, you know, some morals. So if someone I was dealing with didn't believe in God totally, I don't know. It's a case-by-case scenario. I would have to talk to them about what they did believe. And of course, that makes you think about being with them long-term because it depends on what they pass on to your seeds and all of that. So I don't know. I don't think I would rule somebody out, though. I think I would definitely have an open mind and talk to them about it. Because some days, I don't know what I believe in. You know.
Well, let me ask you, is Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior?
I have no clue.
Oh, my goodness. Are we going to get saved on this show? Because if we are, I'm hanging up.
No. Is he yours, Nick?
You need to get right with the Lord. You need to get right with the Lord.
If this is the way that it's going, then
is Jesus your savior? Because I don't know how the 5% nation works. Is Jesus your savior?
Jesus? Nah, I'm not Christian, so I don't really subscribe to Jesus theory. You know, I respect the stories and everything. You know, been known to read the Bible. You know, here and there. I will step foot in the church. You know, I'm not a vampire or anything like that. Someone invited me, I definitely, you know, would go. I have gone in the past. People invited me. I think it's good to know, even if you're not a member of that religion, you know, it's definitely good to know what that person is intaking, you know, because a lot of people get a lot of their personality from spirituality. And so I wouldn't want to be in the dark when this person is, you know, receiving all this information, you know, every Saturday or Sunday. And, you know, coming home, you know, to see me, and we're on a different page, you know. So, you know, I definitely am interested in what the person is believing, but me personally, you know, I'm not a believer. Penn State Doc asked me, will I marry a Christian in chat room? That's a very interesting question. Let's just say, you know, I was getting married, you know, marrying a Christian, nah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Really?
There was a time. Nah, for what? Nah. I mean, to marry a Christian, first of all, I got to go through that whole priest, reverend, you know, thing. I mean, Christian weddings are boring, first of all. Christian weddings, it's like for 3-4 hours in the church.
That is
I can't
not
go through all that.
Vic, can you
hear me? It should be boring. Huh?
It's
nah,
so you would have a
reception. Why marry a Muslim?
Yeah.
I think you're doing a lot of
I don't know all the laws of Muslimism, you know. I don't know. I know that there's the whole thing about you can have more than one wife. I don't know if I want more than one wife.
But
you are doing an awful lot of generalizing.
Yeah, you are.
Me?
No, I
just don't know.
Yes, you
I don't
are.
Know what these things
you're
mean.
In general.
Speaking
and
of which,
stereotyping.
Why is Aries losing sound every show? Every show she's complaining that she lost the sound in chat room. I don't know. But like I said, I don't know about, you know, the Muslim faith, and I know a little bit about Christianity, so my thing is I go with what I know. I don't think that a Christian woman would want me, you know, as a husband. Because if a person is a devout Christian or devout Muslim, you know, they're going to want their spouse. Well, the scripture says that their spouse has to have pretty much the same mindset as they do. You know, you can't have a divided house. So I've had experiences where a person was devout in their religion, and I tried to, you know, get down with them like that, but it can only go so far because we don't have that important thing in common. You know, so, I think that me marrying someone that was a devout follower of anything, like she could be a witch, I think at a certain point it'll collapse, you know, especially with children. Like, I ain't finna have, you know, my children, you know, no disrespect to anybody out there, but they ain't finna be praising Jesus and all that. They ain't finna be, you know, drinking the blood of the lamb. Whatever y'all do, you know, eating the, you know, the body and the grape juice. I just don't want that for my children. You know what I'm saying? So we're not gonna do well.
I mean, that's why I go.
That's the real reason why I go. For the Welches. I'm just saying, though, my children though must have more respect than I do. You know, but. I I'm not a controlling dude, but my children, I do want them to have values a little bit closer to mine than, you know, Christian ones. And, you know,
what if your kids didn't believe in God?
Say what?
What if your kids didn't believe in God? Is that cool?
If they didn't believe in God? I mean, what age are we talking about? I think that the whole God theory is taught. And it's only understood, you know, at a certain age. You know, if my child is 7, you know, I wouldn't expect them to believe in, you know, that God that we read about in the Bible and the Quran. You know, if my child is small, you know, God is their father. You know, because I'm the one, you know. Or some folks would say that mother is the name of God in the lips of small children, meaning that, you know, we're the ones that are providing for the child. So... I wouldn't feel the need to throw the Santa Claus in there, you know, and say, well, you know, your mother and I are doing A, B, and C, but really it's the big guy with the beard. So, you know, my children, they can have whatever. I want my children to have freedom. Say what now?
No, go ahead. I'm agreeing with the with your commentary on children and their beliefs.
Santa Claus.
Now, Penn State Doc asked if I did answer the question. Didn't I answer the question? I mean, I ain't marrying a Christian woman, you know, and I'm going to keep it real. You know, Vic always got a story. When I was about 12 or so, I was dating a woman, and she was Christian. And you know, she told me from the jump, I was 12, because this is fullback. You know, she told me from jump that she didn't really care about the whole religious thing. But after a while, you know, she said that it was more, you know, important to her than it was in the beginning. You know, she wanted a guy who could pray with her and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, that guy wasn't me, you know. At a certain point, you know, a person who's devout feels like they're living in sin or something like that. Like, there's a lot of things that religion comes with, you know, when you're a devout follower. You know, even when you're let's say, a devout atheist, I think that, let's just say I was atheist, which I'm not, and I'm dating a Jewish girl. I'm going to be looking at her every Friday, or whenever the Sabbath is, like, what is she doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, turn the lights on. What do you can't turn the lights on? Like, no TV? Like, that's just crazy. You know, so it's like, it is a fine line between, like, tolerance and respect. And, I definitely can do both. But, you know, when you're, you know, when it's just so dramatic, it's like, you're looking at, like, okay, well, I'm a Muslim. Why is my wife praying to Jesus? Why is she still doing this? I don't understand that. You know, I'm going to, you know, paradise. She's going to whatever's not paradise, but she believes in this prophet guy. You know, and I don't know if it could work. I don't know if it could work. Yeah. Oh, and Doc, you know, always has something to say. I believe that they start Friday sundown, if I'm not mistaken. So that's why I said Friday and Saturday. And those of you who don't know who I'm talking to, I'm in the chat room right now. If you want to call in like the doc, you dial 323-657-1479. So, yeah, I'm not mixing up Jews and nothing like that. The day the Sabbath starts, they're getting at me in the chat room. See, Vic don't believe none of that shit, but Vic know that shit real good. You know, like Ari says, Friday at sundown is the beginning of the Sabbath. You know what I mean? Shabbat, I believe, they say. And since the Sabbath ends Saturday at sundown, that's when you go to the club. All right? So don't get it twisted. Vic can converse. Vic can converse because he had, you know, Vic had Jewish honeys before. You know what time it is. You know, he just don't really subscribe to that religion. And we have a caller on the line.
Yay, calling.
What's up? You on, caller? You got something to say? Say.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I have something to say. This is Penn State Doc. How are you?
Hey, Doc.
We all right. Hey, is Penn State Doc Dirty Doc? Is that the same Doc?
Kinda.
It depends.
Maybe.
Okay. Go ahead.
But right now we have
the
Penn State Doc on the line.
Yes, that's my Twitter name. What I want to say is what I have learned through my own marriage is that the power of love is very powerful. And I'm in an international, intercultural, and interfaith marriage. My husband is Muslim, and I'm Christian. He is French. I am American. He is Caribbean. I am Black American. So we work around those differences because we love each other, and that helps, like, a whole lot. So my only comment is, yeah, being a Christian, I come to the table with things like I celebrate Christmas. Being a Muslim, he comes to the table like I'm going to observe Ramadan. And because I love him, I don't have any issues with those things. And because he loves me,
let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Does he buy you Christmas presents?
No, he doesn't. And do I feel bad about it? I don't.
Okay. Okay. Continue.
That was it.
Well, let me ask you this. Vic was talking, and so was Shah, about, you know, raising children. So if you and your husband decide to have children, have you talked about, thought about, decided how you will educate your child from either one of your religious standpoints or both?
Yeah, we talked about it. First and foremost, our children will believe in God because we both do. Religion is one of those things where, like, you can grow up in a Christian household and turn out Buddhist. So at some point, like, a parent can only do so much. Like, it doesn't matter what they've been raised in. They're kind of, like, on their own as an adult. So in terms of how I think about my children, I want my children to believe in God first and foremost. If they decide that they want to go to the mosque with dad and be Muslim, I'm fine with that. If they want to go to the church and be Christian, he's fine with that. He has no problem going to the church. He's just not going to join. I have no problem going to the mosque. I'm just not going to join. So
let me ask you a question. What if he didn't believe in God? Would love conquer that?
Well, that would be a problem for me. I wouldn't even date someone who doesn't believe in God. Like, you
wait,
date
but wait,
someone.
But there's love. Love conquers all. So suppose you get with your husband, you know, let's say next year, he becomes disillusioned with the whole Muslim thing. He's like, I don't like this no more. I ain't trying to find out today. And with the whole God thing, I don't believe in that. Then what?
Right. Well, I just want to back when the whole conversation that we're having is about relationships. So we're already at a point in a relationship. So I would never find myself in a relationship with an atheist because they don't believe
in God.
But what if he
changes?
No one
is born into atheism. What if one day, this is entirely possible, atheists are born every day. What if one day he bumps his head and he's like, you know what, I don't really subscribe to that God theory anymore. Then what happens?
That would be a deal breaker for me because he doesn't believe in God.
But you told me that love conquered all.
Yeah, love does conquer all, but love conquering all in terms of interfaith relationships. Like, that's the topic. Because that's the topic that was brought up tonight. It's not once you're married to someone, what's the deal breaker? Because some people can be married to somebody and they gain 100 pounds, and that's a deal breaker for them. So,
no, well, the topic that I designed myself, the topic is dating and religion, you know, and if you're dating is another level is marriage and religion, it's still relationships and religion. And as I said at the beginning of the show, you may have one religious person and one person may be atheist or agnostic. It doesn't mean that you have to start out that way. You can end up that way. But the point remains that it's important to you that this person has the God concept, right?
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe in God, it's different to me.
Shaw, you woke up? What happened?
I said, God trumps love. Everybody knows that.
God trumps love? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, God card, it beats the royal flush any day. Yes.
Now, according to Christianity, are you Baptist or Protestant or Catholic or Episcopalian?
I'm AME.
AME, okay. And for those that don't know, that's the African Methodist. What's the E stand for? Episcopalian, something like that?
Episcopal. Mm-hmm.
Episcopal, okay.
That's deep.
What does your faith say about dealing with someone of a different faith?
My religion does not speak about dealing with someone in a different faith. Now, are you talking about what does the Bible say? Because that's the text. Like, if I was Baptist, I'm still looking at the Bible. If I'm AME, I'm still looking at the Bible. So,
what does the Bible say?
What does the Bible say?
I think a lot of times people quote the don't be unequally yoked when it comes to that, but I've never read Christians don't marry Muslims.
That's in the New Testament.
What does it mean, though? I mean, what does it mean not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers? Unbelievers of Jesus, our Lord, right?
I believe unbelievers of God. And I believe Muslims.
Okay. That's slick, right, Sha? Okay, okay.
I thought it was Jesus or die. That's what I thought. I could be wrong.
I guess no, we're wrong. But that was a good one. That was. So we learned something tonight. There's a different interpretation that maybe just unbelievers of God. That's what's up. Well. Well, thank you, Penn State Doc.
You're welcome.
You've been a sport. We're going to keep you on the line, though. Your mic is over now. We're going to keep you on the line. You're our resident consultant for. But come on now. Let's talk about this. What does my religion say, or what does the Bible say? I mean,
Jesus is a whole different animal, right? Like, God is one thing. And then people that believe in Jesus, like, that's like when you ask me about him being my savior, like, that's a whole other subject, right?
Okay.
Well, but Christianity is Christianity. What differentiates Christianity from other religions, the biggest thing is the Christ thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know how.
Okay, wait. We have a quote from the Bible. The Bible says, this is Penn State Doc is sharing. She's our resident expert, so she pulled it up. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common, or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
Right, and I believe that's from...
It's all open to interpretation. That's why we're not going to discuss the Bible, because when I see what fellowship can light have with darkness, I mean, I automatically think, you know, stop mixing the races. But...
that's because you're racist, but Jazz, though, see...
We can't
gloss over these things, you know, it's talking about religion, right? Now, it is all open to interpretation, but we all know that Christianity teaches that there is no way to the Father except for through the Son. We know this.
What book is that in?
I believe that was Paul that wrote the scripture that Jasmine just quoted.
Paul was a racist. Everybody knows that.
Everyone
that's
knows
why he
that
said
right.
that light cannot have fellowship with the darkness. See? Now,
yeah, no.
I think,
we're
you know,
about
we can...
the devout.
No, I
why
really think that...
Okay,
I'm going to speak. I think that we really can't get too tied up tonight in the details, especially when it comes to the Bible and people's interpretation of their religion. To some extent, we have to keep this conversation on the surface and how people feel and how they approach their relationship, because we know that religion can get very sticky, and we're probably not going to find two people on the line or in the chat room that are going to agree on the interpretation of racist Paul excerpt from King James III. Okay? Is that fair?
You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I like to have our listeners prepared, though, you know, for beneath the surface. Like, it's cool. They say, oh, well, I love her, so it's all good. I don't really care. But as long as she believes in God, you know, or as long as she doesn't. I mean, for example, right, you have some religions, you know, you can't eat pork, right?
Right.
So what if, you know, what if your spouse, you know, they can eat pork, you know, and they're not going to stop eating pork. You're going to be eating pork with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all well and fine when you're not living together or when you're not really adhering to the tenets of your culture or your religion. You know, I think that's
fair. But you know what? I don't really think you're going to find too many people that are clinging to, you know, the rules, the strict rules of their religion in and out, and that are going to be yoked with any other religion. You know, I just think that people follow their religious culture to a certain extent, to what makes them comfortable for them, or to the extent that they were brought up, or to the limitations or the freedoms of their particular church. So, you know, it sounds like the doc and her husband, they have some leeway that allows them to kind of, you know, look past or accept, or like you said, respect, tolerate. And it sounds like they even have a plan moving forward with their children, should they choose to, you know, have children. So, I mean, talking about, like, if someone that's very strict in their religion, then they're probably not going to marry out of their religion. And then they'll probably marry within their religion and find differences within the person that they marry. Because you can find two Christians that have strikingly different value sets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That don't get along nearly in terms of their beliefs, like the doc and her husband, at least the way that she explained it. I mean, you know, some Christian families that fight over tradition. Like, does the star go on top of the tree, or, you know, do you do the sign of the cross when you're passing a gravesite or not? Like, there's so many different ways to look at this.
Well, Penn State doc, are you still on the line?
Yep.
I have a question. Have you ever heard of the religion of Santeria?
Yep.
Okay. Just throwing it out there. People, you know, they believe in God as well. If your husband declared that he was going to do a sacrifice next Tuesday, so let's say to Shango, why not? To Shango, and he was going to kill a chicken in the bedroom for God.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to that? I love you, boo. Go ahead and kill that chicken.
Are we eating the chicken? Can we have fried chicken when he's done?
No, you can't eat that shit. No, you got to bury the head. You can't eat that motherfucker. No, you put the throat, you pour the blood in the cup, whatever, and you may drink the blood, though, you know. That's his religion. He believes in God, though.
Now, seriously, like, for me, I was one of those people that grew up where you needed to date a Christian man. But ironically, what I find when just Christians, let me be specific with the Christian people that I know, a woman would more quickly date someone who's not Christian, someone who she would define as a sinner, than someone in another religion. So when I go home sometimes and I tell people, like, my husband's Muslim, they're like, oh, my God, he's Muslim? How can you do that? But meanwhile, when I had a boyfriend that was out in the street and so, quote-unquote, unsaved and worldly, nobody got in the uproar, like, how can you be with this, you know, man out there in those streets? So for me, I find that ironic. So that's just one statement. Another statement is, I have studied Islam. So I know that there are things about Islam that I'm okay with. I haven't studied Santeria. I only know very little of Santeria. So for me, because I study Islam, I am okay with being married to a Muslim. And I studied Islam before I even met my husband. So if he came to me, let's say I don't know anything about Jews, I would have to take that into consideration. Like, I would need to know that religion before I make that decision. So I guess what I'm saying is, I didn't just meet him and he told me he was Muslim, and I was like, okay, I'm going to love you anyway. No, like, I knew about Islam, and it didn't bother me when I was dating him when he told me that he was Muslim. So.
Okay. Yeah, she's a slick one. She is. She's a slick one.
You mean she's slick? Yeah. I think she did her research.
She answered the question about the chicken blood, though. I wouldn't know about the chicken blood. She answered that shit, though, did she? We have caller 813. What's good?
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hi, we're doing well. How are you?
Very well. My comment on this issue is not that it's an issue of particularly religion, but you have to have an alignment in your beliefs to effectively date somebody or to have an awesome relationship with somebody. So issues about raising children, being divorced, any of that stuff, it's not all religious-based. But it's more of a value-based system. And if you have similar religious beliefs, that just makes your beliefs more in alignment. But that doesn't mean you have a whole shared values and belief system.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Tell us your name.
What's your name? Oh, my name is Aisha.
Hi, Aisha. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Aisha. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
now,
I agree with
you. Aisha, what is your curse, if you have anything?
Oh, I am Catholic. And I'm very Catholic.
Woohoo, hand clap for the Catholic girl.
What is very Catholic? Does that mean like it's a short, flat
She means
dirt?
The opposite
like, what are you
of me.
No.
I'm talking about knee ties and black shoes.
No, that just means that I'm very strict in my beliefs. I'm not going to get divorced. I don't believe in abortion, things of that sort. I don't want to get too much into it, but I'm very conservative as well, so that just kind of gives you an indication of what I mean by very Catholic.
No, are you married now?
That was cool, girl.
I am not married. Because I'm trying to find somebody who has the similar belief system. And me personally, like, I have no desire to ever be a mother. And so, yeah, we have the religious part covered. It's cool. I meet a man who believes in God and so on and so forth, and we're good. And they're very Catholic with me. But if they want children and I don't, that is not a religious issue that affects dating, but it's a value and belief system that would affect our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. You still have to be personally compatible. Like, you don't want to just, you know, throw a bunch of Catholic men in a hat and just stick a name out.
Right.
But so am I understanding you right that? Well, would you consider a man that is not Catholic?
Oh yeah, as long as our values and beliefs were aligned. I don't necessarily think it's all religious based. None of my family is Catholic. I'm the only person I have. Well, my father's AME and my mother is Baptist. Go figure. They're divorced now, of course, unfortunately, but they aren't divorced because of their religious beliefs. They divorced because they did not have an alignment in their values and beliefs and moral system, which I think, I'm not going to say it's greater than religion, but it's like right up there. And it depends on what you value more. Do you value your religion more or your morals and beliefs? Because there are some people who, like, break the law, but they consider themselves very religious. So it's very, you know, I think it's a very fine line. I really do.
Now, supposing this person had the same values that you had, you know, upright person, didn't want any children, didn't break the law, but they didn't believe in God, Jehovah, or whatever we're going to call them tonight. That'd be cool with you?
That is their particular issue. It doesn't, I mean, everybody interprets things differently, and if they have, I don't know what could have happened to them that they don't believe in that particular thing, but, you know.
But would you accept that man?
Well, yes. I've accepted plenty of horrible people in the past.
Right.
I don't change things. We could work it out.
Okay.
You know,
and you know,
I believe in things
that's
like counseling and things of that sort. If we're going to, thank you, but if we're going to make it work, we're going to make it work.
Okay. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Thank you. This show is so awesome.
Yay.
Oh, you're awesome.
Thank you for listening.
You're awesome, Aisha. Now, the difference between that call and the other one is that seems like
and that
person,
other one?
You know, well, I don't want to be calling out names and stuff like that. I'm just saying, though, but that person seems as if she really is about that love life. I don't know. You know, anybody else is like, you know, you don't believe in God, I got to bounce. But, you know, she did seem kind of strange. I don't know, but we have another call on the line.
Okay, 973.
Okay.
There's a lot of feedback on the line.
Nah, she had a radio on.
Okay, is her mic off now?
He's off.
Okay, then, no,
it's
shot.
As long as you don't want no kids, we can roll. I don't even want no kids. I give you no kids. No kids now. No. We get to go. All right. Well, who's that? And from the fair state, the garden state of Jersey, we have you.
Hello?
It's on. Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm back. My bad. I'm so distracted. Good evening,
hey.
Everybody. How are you?
Good evening.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to say, first of all, that this is a great topic, and I am so disappointed that more people are not in the chat room chiming in on this.
That's because it didn't have a nasty title. It should have been called Chicken Blood in the Sheets, and there would be plenty of folks in the chat room.
You know what, Jasmine? I think you are absolutely right. But I think that when we're talking about interfaith relationships, it's a little bit easier because if you know anything about history and religion, so on and so forth, then you know that it's okay for a Muslim to marry a Christian or a Jew because Muslims believe that Christians and Jews are, you know, people of the book or however it's described. The issue is when you're dealing with someone who is a believer and a non-believer. And I really don't like titles and labels, but as someone who does not consider myself to be a religious person or atheist or agnostic or whatever title somebody chooses to throw at me, my thing is I don't understand why the so-called believers automatically associate people who are non-believers with being, you know, amoral and we're damned to hell and so on and so forth. I would have a more open mind towards dating someone who was a religious, regardless if they, you know, devout or whatever, if it wasn't just, they weren't just so judgmental.
Judgmental.
Do I have to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in order for me to be a good person? Why can't I just be a good person without, you know, having to go to church and give up 10% of everything that I make on Sunday?
Why can't they just be good? Yeah, you have a lot of bad Christians and Muslims and Jews out there, a lot of bad ones.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's not love. God's love is unconditional.
Yeah, but we're talking about people. We're not talking about God. So, you know, isn't there a passage about...
people talk about God, though. They talk about God all the time.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in God, I can't mess with you because you're evil.
Like, I'm reading in the chat room, who is this? Jason? Jason says he couldn't do atheist. I'm not religious, but I couldn't do atheist. Okay, so why not?
I mean, you're religious.
Like, why not?
If you're not, call up and tell us why you can't do an atheist.
Yeah, if you're not religious, what difference does it make? As long as you and that person are on the same page and you share, you know, the same values, what difference does it make if that person is an atheist or not?
All I know is that
you
atheists
know,
do it better.
You believe
all
in
I know.
Santa Claus
That's
and that person does? Well,
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, one of the issues also is that these, the Jesus people and, you know, the believers in whatever, put it that way, whether, you know, you believe in Satan, you believe in whatever,
you're missing out on bringing someone your joy by counting them out. Like, I won't do them. And I was kind of getting from the Penn State doc that she's learned quite a bit about her husband's religion and vice versa, I'm sure. But you miss out on those things when you're just completely closed to someone else's belief.
At the end of the day, that's the point. Because all religion does is just keep people separated. That's all it does. Because, like I said, from studying the history
when
of different religions,
right.
There you go.
I think that's a better way to put it.
I think Shai in the beginning of the show said it, you know, kind of said it best. Like, I don't believe in religion either because it's just more labels. Just, oh, you're a Christian, I'm Muslim, I can't talk to you. Like, I have a friend whose sister, she's a devout Christian. Her sister converted to Islam, and she actually has people that say to her, like, oh, how can you even consider her to be your sister anymore? That's silly. It's the end of the day. It's still her sister. That's her blood. She loves her. And hello, Allah just means God in Arabic.
Dropping
it's the jokes. Same God.
I think, you know, that when it's done, when any religion is done properly, like you said, the difference between Muslim and Christian, all those things, when people are actually following the tenets, I don't see that there's that much divide. I think you'll find more divide in how people were raised and cultures and things like that, more so than in religion. But I think when you have people that are following the beliefs as it was taught to them and not how, you know, they learned it for themselves, then that's where you get some of the division and the stereotypes. And I guess in the big scheme of things, No Shame is on, and he used to have a chick that had no religion, and it did not work. Whereas some other people who've been with people that are too religious, like Shah said in the beginning, and that doesn't work either. So is there a meeting in
there's
the middle?
There's only one way to be religious, though. There's either you're a slacker, or you're really in it. Like a Catholic lady said, you know, she's hard body, you know, Catholic. And then there's slackers who go to church every 6 weeks. Don't call up my show talking about you Christian with an opinion.
Eureka in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Eureka in the chat room says some non-believers look down on believers and that can cause problems. I think a lot of non-believers look down on believers because it's a defense mechanism, because believers look down on the non-believers and our judgment towards the non-believers.
It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle because he's building right now. He's building.
I think that if everybody put the labels aside, at the end of the day, you would just find that you're having a conversation with someone who believes in a lot of the same things that you do. Just put a different title on it.
Well, thank you, caller. You dropped jewels.
Yes.
Throughout. And you call up whenever you want to. You call up next Tuesday, please do.
I will. Thank you.
All right. And let them know that non-believers do it better. Let them know.
Let them know that what?
Non-believers
don't
do it better.
Don't let them know nothing. Don't listen to him.
I got to meet with Tommy's friends on the line for that. All right.
Everything that
Vic saying
does not represent everyone on the Emotion Picture or the EmotionPicture.com itself.
Non-believers feel better. we don't have no damn morals and shit. We put it anyway.
We have
so,
morals. Some of us on this line have morals.
No, but you're not a non-believer. I'm talking about non-believers, you know.
Oh, non-believers have no morals.
You know what? And it's 10 minutes left, and y'all need to do better with this. I gave them about earlier, 323-657-1479. Y'all can't keep on calling at the end of the show. Y'all can't keep on doing that. But a few callers on the air. We have caller 925. If your area code starts with a 925, you are Oh, they hung up. Okay, never mind with that one. All right, all right, all right. So next we have caller 347-641.
Hey, peace, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey. Good evening. This is a great show. And that last caller, she did an excellent job. She did an excellent job. It was so, she did. It was great to hear a woman articulate herself and not have to align herself with the religious mantra that people speak of. With the ongoing, you need to believe in God if you want to be with me. Ridiculousness.
what's your name?
I'm going to
tell you. Who the hell is it? What's your name, Cole?
This is Barkem.
Okay, well, I'm
Barkem
from
the Bronx. Barkem
from the
Bronx.
He's a non-believer.
Yes. Oh, we got 9 minutes. You don't know that. See, there you go. You don't know who he is.
But I really want to say that. I'm going to tell you what, though. I really want to say that whatever you believe in, if it makes you a good person, that's all that matters. That's I really feel like that, you know, but I'm 41. I didn't always feel like that. But my thing is, if you're a good person, because I've heard a lot of people with a lot of titles say a lot of things and not be authentic about nothing they say. You know what I'm saying? And I think as long as we're good people and we're authentic people, then that's all that really matters. You know what I'm saying? And all God is good. You know what I'm saying? So if you bear witness to God being good, and then we could work from there, you know what I'm saying? And then anything else after that should be up for conversation. But if you're dealing with anybody and they can't have a conversation with you or disagree with you, then you know you can't love them.
Mm.
There's no room for love if there's no conversation or debate. You know, you want to align yourself with someone who agrees with everything you say, then there's no room for growth either. You know what I'm saying? Because how are we going to grow if you believe, if you're going to take anything on face value? So, and I want to really say that if you could believe that a woman gave birth to a baby without having sex, then you could believe anything.
You can believe anything.
So if you can't believe that, you should be able to believe that people of other faiths can love, or mixed faiths can love, or, you know, and anybody who's a true Christian and want to be Christ-like, they have to be of the mind, and they have to be, you know, well-read and well-spoken, and not just come out of one book with one perspective. Because if you're going to be like Jesus and Jesus Christ, you got to have the Christ mind, not just, you know, just don't repeat what the Reverend said on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Get into the book, read the book, be Christ-like.
I agree with
and
that.
And then be open. And then be open.
Be open.
What
is your faith, sir? Are you a religious man? Are you a Christian or Muslim?
Me? No. I'm a Five Percenter. I've been a Five Percenter since 1988. Five percent, yes, sir.
Okay.
So,
thank you, sir.
Yeah. I think it's a great percent. Show, and I love the sister's voice, the co-host. She has an excellent voice. And
thank you, Barkem.
Fall back.
Thank you, Barkem from the Bronx.
Damn, talking recklessly to my co-host. All right, yeah, we lost him. I don't know what happened to him. He was dropping jewels for a second.
Oh, on jazz.
Talking off with my co-host.
Yo, Vic, ain't you a 5% too?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am.
Oh.
That was his religious brother.
No, pardon me, because I am not religious. And we have, again, second time of the evening, caller 925. Hopefully he sure make it this time. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And sorry, I come so late. I actually was trying to get in the chat room and couldn't, so I thought I would come in and give my 2 cents. So, basically, I had an opinion on the situation in dating and religion. I'm a Muslim woman, and I think that spirituality and religion is a path. And I think that in terms of dating, it goes to compatibility, which has a few factors, which is like future, like what place you want in society. I think religion and things of that nature kind of dictate your status in society. So I think in terms of compatibility, when you get with someone, whatever your goals in life are going to determine whether or not your religion is going to work or you know, be successful or help you become progressive. And I think that that is the main thing, is compatibility. Because sometimes people are more religious because they need to be for themselves to stay on track. So everyone has to kind of be in their lane and do what's best for them because, you know, most of the time people are more religious because they have more inner voices or they have more demons versus someone else who keeps themselves in check and they don't have to, have a spiritual path that's so out loud. So it just depends on who the person is and what's good for them and the compatibility of the two and make sure that neither one of their religion or lifestyles are too dogmatic to step to infringe on the other person.
Okay.
Mm. Jules, son. Dogmatic.
Did we get your name, caller?
I'm Faith from California.
Faith from California. Thank you.
First time caller? One time listener?
First time caller. No, I've been listening. I've been listening. It's the second show. You have a great show, too.
Well, thank you. Thanks
please,
for listening.
Please, spread the word.
I definitely will. And one more thing I want to...
Did you just clip her?
I want to grab a concept. Yep. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Islam is one of the only religions that says that if you're in another religion, you're not going to hell because that's not an Islamic belief. That's a Christian belief, that if you don't go through the salvation of Jesus, that you don't make it to heaven. In Islam, we believe that the day of judgment, when that's supposed to be where there's some type of calamity, when the souls are summoned and all that, whether you believe it or not, we believe it in Islam that it depends on your deeds. So you could be a Muslim and have a heart that's wrong when you're really not a Muslim in your deeds and you not make it to heaven. So we don't go around telling, you'll never hear a Muslim that's incorrect truth telling someone else in a different path that they won't make it, because that's not an Islamic belief system. Your deeds are weighed up based on, you know, the things that you put out. So that's definitely something that I think that if you ever see a Muslim person being judgmental, that's outside of the actual religion. That's their take on the religion. That's their cultural belief on the religion. So like Jasmine said, sometimes people kind of articulate what they believe the wrong way based on their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment. So that's all I had to say. I mean, I think it's a great topic because it affects, you know, couples very often.
And children and families.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's important to know where each person wants to go in life, because that's going to dictate if it's going to work.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller. We have another call on the line.
You too. Thank you, Faith.
She said take care. That's what she said. We have one more call on the line. Make it quick, you know, unfortunately. Next, 755.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Is this Tanny?
Hello. Yeah, I'm going to just talk briefly. I think that people are confusing spirituality and religion, because for me, spirituality has more to do with how you feel internally. It's more of a personal relationship that you have with whatever you consider God. And religion to me is more about, like what the other girl said, in terms of titles and labels and et cetera. But in terms of dating, at least for me personally, at this point in my life, I can't date someone that doesn't share my personal beliefs as far as religion and spirituality. Not to say that I consider... What?
No, I'm saying, be fast.
Not to say that I'm not accepting of other people. I just feel like if I want to take it more seriously in terms of marriage and children, I think that I don't want to raise my kids in between two different sets of whether it's Islam or Judaism and Christianity. I think that it's better to for everyone in the household to have the same type of faith.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, caller. 5 seconds left. Look, we are here at TheEmotionBitching.com. Tell a friend, and we out.